have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Driving Movies with Hogan and Rudy. This week, we are doing a sporting double feature, both movies tackling the sport of golf. Very interesting sport to make a movie on. Do these two pull it off? We will see. So this week, we have Tommy's Honor with a U, Honor, going up against The Greatest Game Ever Played. So let's get into some of the details on these, starting with Tommy's Honor. That is from what year?
2016.
2016 is correct. That is directed by Jason Connery, written by Pamela Maron and Kevin Cook. That stars Peter Mullen as Tom Morris, Jack Loudon as Tommy Morris. There's a difference between those two characters. Therese Bradley as Nancy Morris, Ophelia Lovibond as Meg Drinnen, and Sam Neill is in the movie for a little bit. He's probably the only like big name in that movie, I would say. And he plays Alexander Boothby. That is going up against The Greatest Game Ever Played. From what year?
2005.
2005. Same year Batman Begins came out, for anyone who was wondering. That is directed by Bill Paxton. The actor Bill Paxton, he directed this movie. It's based on a book by Mark Frost, who also wrote the screenplay for the movie. That stars Shia LaBeouf as Francis Ouimet, Stephen Delane as Harry Vardon, Elias Koteas as Arthur Ouimet, Marnie McPhail as Mary Ouimet, and Josh Flitter as Eddie. There's other characters in both these movies, but there's just too many to go down the list. That's pretty much the big names that you're going to be seeing in both those films. But I will turn it over to you now to go over what these movies were about.
Yeah, let's talk about The Greatest Game Ever Played, which follows the true story of Francis Ouimet, who is a 20-year-old, and he works at a golf course as a caddy, but his aspiration is to become a golfer. So his idol, Harry Vardon, comes, who is a professional British golfer, and he ends up joining the tournament in 1913, the U.S. Open, and competes against Harry Vardon. And then Tommy's Honor is also a true story. It takes place a little earlier in time. It's a late 1800s, so you have Tommy and Tommy, the dad and the son, who are considered the founding fathers of golf, even though they didn't invent it. But they do a lot of, like, they create a lot of different shots and, like, different ways of playing golf and creating golf courses. So it just follows their relationship and Tommy growing older and young Tommy on his career and how he's doing very well as an amateur golfer and winning a bunch of British Opens or some kind of Opens.
Yeah.
Some kind of tournaments.
Some kind of tournaments.
So both true stories about golf.
And both old-timey golf.
Oh, yeah. I like old-timey golf.
Old-timey golf, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I always find it funny whenever Francis Ouimet introduces himself in Greatest Game Ever Played, because he's like, my name's Francis. We met.
Yeah.
Oh, we did meet? We met? I don't know why it always makes me laugh. Like, wait, when did we meet? Anyway. Yeah, those are those movies in a nutshell. So let's get cracking on our categories here, starting with writing. What did you think about the writing in these two?
Yeah, both are a different approach to the story. And both stories are different in that one is a little bit happier than the other.
Yeah.
So Tommy's Honor, as you can tell by the spelling, H-O-N-O-U-R, is a Scottish movie, actually. So there's not really a lot of well-known American actors in it. I don't know if there's any, actually. So, as for writing, it's they do pull from the story. I'm sure they dramatize some things. But it's a pretty depressing movie. You have Tommy, who, this is a true story, so I'm just going to spoil it. Young Tommy is this really good golfer. It's kind of building a wedge between him and his dad because he's doing better than his dad, and his dad is just like a groundskeeper. And then there is that cultural divide between the gentlemen and the amateurs, and Tommy's just an amateur, but he's better. But he ends up dying at the age of 24 because he plays in a match in bad weather in the cold, catches some kind of illness, and dies. Also, his wife dies in childbirth, and then his unborn son. So, yeah, or daughter, his unborn child.
Nice, yeah, happy golf movie.
Yeah, it's just great story. But it's pretty slow, too. It's fine, but it's not something that you watch to cheer you up.
Yeah, the writing in it kind of jumps way ahead, where the movie takes place over maybe 7-8 years, because it starts when he's, what, like 17 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes until he's 24, 25. But the movie starts off where, like, he's practicing with his dad, and then, like, 5 minutes later, it's like he's won the next three opens.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
They just skip that.
We're diving right into this. Like, he's already established. And I found it kind of hard at times following what exactly is happening. Like, what tournament is he in? What are the stakes? Why is he in it and his dad isn't? So there's just little things like that where it was kind of hard to follow, and with it being a Scottish movie, you definitely need subtitles on because their accents are very thick. So it's hard to follow in a lot of the conversations between the characters as well. It does get depressing at the end. It doesn't really have, I don't know, it just doesn't really have like uplifting moments in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when they're winning, like there's still such a divide between him and the dad, and people still look down at him because he's not of rich class. So even though he's winning, it's like, oh, well, good job. You're good at the game, but you're still not yeah. worthy of our time or our actual appreciation. So I don't know. It's kind of a hard movie to watch just because it's hard to follow. And the story doesn't really give you much to root for. Like, while I felt bad for Tommy and Tom, they never really portrayed the story in a way where I felt connected with what they were doing. And maybe it's just because I was lost and I wasn't quite following the story as well as I could have. But by the end of the movie, the writing didn't blow me away.
No. You're like, I'm glad that was over.
Like, even with it having a depressing ending, it didn't really hit me. It wasn't like, oh, wow, that's...
Yeah.
That's sad. Because, like, the writing up until that point, it was like, okay, that's a little dark, but...
The Greatest Game Ever Played, though? That movie is excellent. So you have Shia LaBeouf, who is this amateur... he's from a poor class family, and they build a golf course across the street from him. So he works as a caddy from a young age until he's like a teenager. But man, the way they portray Francis Ouimet and the matches, you can't take your eyes off of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching it at night, and I was like, oh man, I should get ready for the next day. I have to get in the shower. I watched the whole thing.
You're hooked.
Sat down, just watched the whole thing, because I couldn't stop watching, even though I knew how it ended. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, the writing does a really good job, and I think that's where that one really sets itself apart from Tommy's Honor, is it's a little bit more lighthearted, but the story, you get a little bit of background with Francis Ouimet, where he's working as a caddy, and then he's starting to compete in, like, young amateurs competitions. So you get a little bit of his background, you start to develop this underdog appreciation for him. But then after that, maybe 30, 40 minutes into the movie, then it's pretty much just the one open competition.
Yeah.
That takes place over like a week or something like that, or 4 or 5 days. And it's just seeing all of these different personalities of different golfers, because you have the British golfers who are coming in trying to take the trophy from the Americans and showing them that it's a British game. And then you have the Americans who are like, no, this is our home. This is our tournament. We're keeping this trophy. And then you have Francis Ouimet, who's just like, wow, I can't believe I'm even here. So it's an easier story to follow because it's not hopping all over the place from time frame to time frame. There's not like 10 different tournaments throughout the course of the movie, and you're not sure what's the purpose of this, yeah. Or like, what's the significance? Am I supposed to be like on the edge of my seat for this tournament? Cause this is like the fifth one they've had. And so it makes Greatest Game Ever Played a little bit more enticing, and the stakes are higher because it is just that one open, and you either win it or you don't. Like, it's your time to prove it. And I like how the movie is kind of split between, you have Francis Ouimet, who is young, amateur, loves the game of golf, and is just trying to make a name for himself. And then you have Harry Vardon, who is kind of the reigning champ, but he kind of shares a little bit of the story with Tommy in Tommy's Honor, because even though he is also considered one of the greats and the reigning champ, he's also not born of high class. So he's also kind of struggling to be accepted in the, I guess, elite ranks of the golfing community. And he wants to be a member of the clubs back in London or so. And because of how he grew up and his blood, no matter how good he is, they're like, you can't be a member of this club. And so you kind of have two different viewpoints of characters both trying to make a name for himself. One who's already established it, but is still being looked down upon, and one who's just kind of on that up-and-coming path. And you see some mutual respect between the two, which makes the story even more enjoyable. But
oh, yeah.
I give my point to Greatest Game Ever Played all the way.
Absolutely. Greatest Game Ever Played.
All right, let's talk about characters. We kind of talked a little bit about them in writing, but what did you think about the characters?
Yeah, Tommy's Honor, like you said earlier, you just don't really connect. And I think that goes back to the writing. And you're confused where you're at in the time space. You don't, and the dad, Big Tom, you don't really care for, because he's bitter because his son is doing better than him. It's like, what? Wouldn't you be happy for your son that?
Yeah.
He's making a name for himself. But it probably goes back to the class thing. So I didn't really, the two main, the Tom and Tommy, didn't really connect with them. Then you have kind of like the side drama that's going on, mm-hmm. where Tommy marries a woman who birthed the child out of marriage. So at that time, in the late 1800s there, she's looked down upon, and they're all going to church, and there's rumors swirling around. So he loves this girl, but his family doesn't. But I don't know. You still don't feel that connection to any of them.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like, and maybe this goes back to the writing, they have all these different kind of storylines, but they don't give enough time to develop any of them. So yeah. That's just kind of like, oh, also, he married this woman, and guess what? There's a scandal. But then it just moves on to the next plot point, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Neat, the movie's 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
But they try to just shove so much in there that, and then you have this side story. So you have this whole golfing story that you're setting up that's already kind of hard to follow. This relationship between him and his dad that you're seeing is kind of falling apart at the seams. Mm-hmm. Then you have this love relationship, and apparently there's scandals there, and you're just trying to follow the story, and nothing's really connecting to a point where you're like, wow, I enjoyed that segment of this guy's life, or they portrayed that really well. It seemed like, it almost felt like you were watching like a History Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of documentary, but one that was like an hour, and they're like, let's just go through this guy's entire life, which was only like seven years, or 24 or 5 years, but you're only seeing seven of it in the movie. So they're like, oh, and in 1925, he married this girl, which led to tragedy in 1913, because then she died in child. Like, it just seemed like,
yeah,
even though you're watching a movie, it kind of felt cold, like a documentary where you're just you didn't feel invested in these characters. They were just kind of telling you what happened. So, whereas Greatest Game Ever Played, like I said in the writing, I like the two dynamics of the main characters and kind of seeing the struggles that they're going through. And they both feel relatable. Like, they're not cocky. And I think that's one thing that kind of hurt at the beginning of Tommy's Honor was right off the bat, they're like, this kid's the greatest. He won 3 opens. And he's kind of like, yeah, I'm great. So I'm gonna win all these games. I'm going to play all these games, and I'm going to win all these games. So you don't really get to see his rise because they just kind of rush through it. You don't really feel that connection with him. You're already with him kind of at the top of his game, even though he's still being looked down on. You just don't really get that time to connect with him. Whereas Greatest Game Ever Played, they really spend a lot of time with Francis and with Harry. And even with Francis's family, I feel like that family dynamic and kind of the same struggle that he has with his dad, even though his dad in that movie is not a golfer, he just doesn't see golf being a prosperous thing to pursue because they are low class, and he knows they're standing. Like, even if you win, you're going to make $20, but if you're high class, if you win, you make, you know, $200. So what's the point in even playing? Because you're never going to be at the top. I felt like that relationship and kind of that back and forth hit harder than in Tommy's Honor. And by the end of that movie, I feel like that resolution had a more impactful touching point at the end than any part of Tommy's Honor.
Oh, for sure. And Shia LaBeouf as Francis, we met, way more likable. Just a nice character to follow and see. Like you said, he was just excited to be there at this open. Like, of course he wanted to prove that he is good and coming from a lower class. But yeah, then you see Harry. There's really no antagonist in this movie. Maybe the rich people.
Yeah.
That are the gentlemen. Yeah. And the American that won the U.S. Open previously was kind of a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really see much of them. And they get knocked down pretty early on in that tournament. And then it turns into just like a Francis versus Harry. And you're like, wow, I like this a lot. Like, I like watching these two compete.
And you're kind of at a point where you're rooting for Francis because he's the main character, but then you're also like, oh, but I kind of want Harry to win too, because he's also got stakes on the line. But I'd give my point to Greatest Game Ever Played. I think they do a better job of fleshing out their characters, and I think they give you more time to connect with them so that at the end of the movie, I don't know, it just seemed like that one had a bigger impact at seeing where these characters end up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Greatest Game Ever Played gets my point.
2-2, 2-2.
2-2.
What about music?
So, music, I watched The Greatest Game Ever Played first, and they have some bops as their score.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, you get sucked in right at the beginning of the movie. Right in the opening, you're like, I'm already pumped.
The old-timey kind of credits and...
Oh, love it.
The music kind of feels a little old-timey-ish.
Yeah. And then in Tommy's Honor, you have, of course, Scottish movie. Gotta have those bagpipes.
Gotta have the bagpipes. You gotta know that you're in Scotland. The accents and them mentioning that they're in Scotland maybe every 10 minutes or so is not enough. Unless there's bagpipes in there, it's not a Scottish movie.
I do like that music, though. I like it. But I don't think it's as good as The Greatest Game Ever Played. It's nice. I'll listen to it. But that other score in The Greatest Game just fits perfect.
Yeah. I think you hit it pretty well on that one where it just
hit it off
fits.
The tee.
You hit it off the tee. It just fits with the movie. You kind of have this... It feels like a classic kind of score.
Mm-hmm.
Not classic in the sense that, like, oh man, it's like John Williams classic, but like it's older themed. It feels kind of more 1910s, 1920s ish at times. It's got kind of a feeling of hope in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's got a segment of kind of disappointment and regret at certain times in there as well. And then you also have like musical segments while they're playing golf. that just make those scenes exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would intense. Never think that watching the actual golf playing would be, like, that intense and, like, wow, this is really well done. But the music just kind of adds to those scenes in certain segments where it's like, wow, this is really capturing my attention more so than I thought it would for a golf movie. And while the music is nice in Tommy's Honor, I don't think there's any point in that movie where a scene was built up by its music.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was nice background music, but I wouldn't go back and be like, wow, that scene was pretty awesome because of the scene itself, but also because of the music kind of enhancing it to make it more enjoyable than maybe that scene would have been without it.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe they should put the Greatest Game Ever Played score with real golf. Maybe more people will watch it.
Yeah, I know, right?
If there was some intense music while someone was trying to putt, you'd be like, oh, shoot.
we in agreement on this one, too?
Of course we are.
Greatest Game Ever Played. All right. Let's talk about tech. What did you think of the tech?
So in Tommy's Honor, it's a very nice scenery. It makes you feel... It's just cloudy, rainy. Makes you feel not depressed, but like you want to sit by a fire and just cozy. That's the only really thing I noticed tech-wise is just it's nice to look at.
Yeah.
But in the Greatest Game Ever Played, there are some fun shots with, especially when they hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're behind the ball as it's moving and you're following it to wherever it lands.
Yeah.
I enjoy those a lot.
Yeah, those scenes are pretty cool, especially when like you get to see them hit it and it's going straight, but then all of a sudden it hits that slice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, and then you kind of feel the disappointment as much as the player where you're like, oh, shoot.
It's like me golfing, oh, man. Slicing it everywhere. Yeah,
I know, right?
Slice and dice.
It's gone. It's gone. That ball's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those shots are really cool. I think the editing is really cool. One of my favorite scenes in that movie is when they're playing in the rain. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
The segment starts off and you see like one of the golfers like swing back, but then you see like they superimpose all of the golfers. So like you see them all swing back and then you see them all like hit it at the same time. I don't know why that's such like a cool scene, and that's like how they start off the rain segment. And then it's just like, it's like quick cuts to them drying off their hands and trying to lay down and see like what the best route is for them to hit it. And you see people following them throughout the match, but you see crushed umbrellas on the ground because people are yeah. just like walking past them. I don't know why that whole segment is just so mesmerizing to watch. And a lot of it's due to the editing, just because it's so quick and the shots that they show you are all adding to the intensity of that scene. And the rest of the movie, I think, follows on par with that, where nothing feels like it's dragging on. Like, it feels like it's moving along at a pretty steady pace. And it looks nice, too. It's a Disney movie, so Disney's got that money to glam it up. Where I'm sure Tommy's Honor probably didn't have nearly the budget that a Disney movie would have. I'd still give it the Greatest Game Ever.
Of course.
I honestly don't even have anything to say about Tommy's Honor. I like the scenery too, but that's it.
Is this going to be an easy last category?
I think so, because I went back on our top 10 sports movies of all time. This movie was both your and my number 2 sport movie of all time. That was The Greatest Game Ever Played.
It's just so fun of a movie to watch. I feel like it's, even though you know exactly how it's going to be, and it's about golf, you're like, I kind of want to watch this again just because it makes me happy.
Yeah.
And then the whole story of, also his caddy is 10 years old. I didn't mention that in the description. So he gets this kid as his caddy, and then everyone's making fun of him because he doesn't have a real caddy.
Mm-hmm.
But he still ends up winning the tournament. It's it's just a nice story. And I guess Francis we met, did he just stayed like an amateur his whole life?
Mm-hmm.
But he's like in the Golf Hall of Fame and everything like that just because of probably that greatest game.
Yeah.
for Tommy's Honor, you're right, it felt like a documentary. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It just felt like a documentary. So.
Or like a, maybe not a documentary, but one of those where they're like reenacting.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So like still kind of a documentary, but like one of those weird Discovery Channel like reenactments where you're seeing these people reenact these characters, but then every now and then you have like a voiceover. Where it's like, in 1887, Tommy came down with illness, and then it cut back to the reenactment actors.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how it felt. So it's fine as that, but as a movie, nah, that's okay.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't watch it again.
I own it, though.
Yeah, if you ever want to watch it, just go to Rudy's house.
Ask for my Vudu password.
What do we got next week?
Oh, we have some weird ones.
Oh.
So I have one that was suggested by a coworker, and it's called The Platform on Netflix.
Okay.
And then a very similar movie called High Rise, which I think is a British movie.
Okay.
So, and I think The Platform is Spanish. So we got some foreign films.
All right. I like it. I have not seen either one of them, so I'm looking forward to it.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.